They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The company famous for 140 characters is worth almost $4 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Whether you use Twitter or not, you probably know the concept. Users send out short messages all day long and follow the people they're interested in. Well, today, that simple concept has a much higher value than it did before. Investors now say Twitter is worth $3.7 billion. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here with me in New York with more. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So how do we know the company is worth that much?
Well, Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers, the VC firm, paid $200 million for this latest piece of Twitter. And if you take that investment and factor in all the investments made in Twitter in the past, the math works out to Twitter being valued at around $3.7 billion, as you said. Now, last year, that valuation was about $1 billion. So this means Twitter is now worth even more to investors. And interesting here, Jeremy, is that the VC firm that just made this investment, Kleiner Perkins, it's legendary for early investments in Google and Amazon, but it had initially passed on Twitter.
Huh.
Maybe the decision to go there now has to do with the VC firm's addition of Morgan Stanley internet analyst Mary Meeker. She became famous during the dot-com boom, and she was hailed as a talent infusion for Kleiner Perkins.
So they finally see some value in Twitter.
Right.
Well, the same question, Janet, comes up all the time with these tech companies. When are they going to make money? Do we know any more about Twitter's plans to make money today?
Well, Twitter's still trying to figure that out. Analysts estimate the company's made about $100 million. But Twitter has some ideas about how it could get some revenue. It could include search result pages, could include ads, rather, in search result pages,
yep,
or start offering e-commerce pages. It did recently add a premium user service for businesses, and it has monetized search. So streams of tweets will now show up on your Google and Yahoo searches.
All right. Marketplace's Janet Babin reporting. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you.
Well, the nation's 46.5 million Medicare beneficiaries only have until the end of the year to switch drug plans. Seniors often turn to their pharmacists for advice, but some pharmacy chains may have a conflict of interest, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Sometimes insurance companies make deals with pharmacies. Drugstores are rewarded for steering seniors to certain Medicare drug plans, but their customers don't know that. So they may not be getting unbiased advice when they ask their pharmacist to recommend a plan. Wendell Potter is a former insurance executive turned consumer advocate.
So it's very important to know that these relationships exist. Sometimes they could even be to the advantage of the Medicare beneficiary.
Or not. Walgreens has been accused by insurance company Humana of listing inflated drug prices on a website. The site was supposed to help consumers compare plans. Walgreens has since taken it down. Small independent pharmacists are touting themselves as honest brokers. Kathleen Yeager is CEO of the National Community Pharmacists Association.
They know the medical history and is provided the patient tells, you know, the pharmacist, but they certainly know their medication history.
But even Yeager says read the fine print before you sign up for a Medicare drug plan. You can compare them at Medicare.gov. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are up slightly in Europe right now. Stocks were flat in Asia. The tax cut compromise package that passed the Senate yesterday is headed for a vote in the House today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 19 points to close at 11,457.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. By the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio.
Are you worried about inflation? Well, according to yesterday's government report on inflation, there's not much to fret about right now. Core consumer prices rose just 0.1% last month. And remember, the Fed's ideal inflation rate is 2% a year. Well, we're going to do a little lightning round now on all things inflation with Marketplace's economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey there. So here we go. Why do we care about inflation so much?
So remember, inflation is a change in the overall price level. And the reason why borrowers, lenders, investors, and savers care about inflation is that it means how much will my dollar be worth a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
And one of the key measures, Chris, of inflation is the Consumer Price Index. We got that yesterday. What is it and how is it calculated?
So remember, in our economy, prices are always changing. In the latest consumer price number, new car prices were down, airfares were up. So the statisticians at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they collect all kinds of prices from 87 urban areas around the country, and they make all kinds of adjustments, and they get rents in there too, and they come up with a price index.
And why do economists often look at the consumer price index minus food and energy?
I know. I mean, what else is there to life but food and energy? But what they're trying to do is get a sense of, is Procter & Gamble passing on higher costs onto consumers? They're trying to really get a gauge on what's happening to corporate America when they pass on their prices to consumers.
Okay. Now, the other major gauge is the producer price index. What's the difference with that one?
Okay, so the consumer price index is consumers. That's you and me. Producer right. price index is the price inflation gauge for producers. You know, what is the cost of their inputs as they try and make these goods and services? So it's extremely important. It tells us what's going on with corporate America and whether or not they can increase their prices as you go along the food chain.
Okay, last lightning round question here, Chris. The inflation rate has been quite low here in the U.S., but China revealed this week that its inflation rate hit 5% last month. Should we care about that?
Absolutely. China doesn't want a high inflation rate. It's going to fight a high inflation rate, and that means less trade for the U.S.
And of course, trade is what it's all about in getting us out of this recession. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much for playing.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, Facebook is rolling out a new feature. No need to manually tag your friends anymore when you upload your photos to the site. Facebook will offer a tag suggestion feature that uses facial recognition software to figure out which one of your friends are in your pictures. If you want to opt out, you can always just wear your Richard Nixon mask everywhere you go. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
So here are some ideas to improve worker productivity. How about naps at the office or sports television breaks every hour? Sounds crazy, but it works.
What for sure we've seen are the different divisions of the company working together in a way that they never had before.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, breaking bad office habits from the top down, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.